Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me on Memorial Day. It's my 19th consecutive Memorial Day show. The first one was 98, Memorial Day. We've done every one since, and most of them we've done with our good friend Rich Galen, who's dropped by, spent a little time with us out of his busy day. You're going to see him on television. You're going to be on CNN a little bit later?
Yeah, exactly.
If you don't get bumped by an apartment fire in Peoria or something like that?
The worst, one time we were sitting around a green room, and the worst example of getting bumped was live coverage of a dog that had half fallen through the ice.
Yeah, I know. Well, I remember when the cable news first came on, and they're up there and they're saying the hosts are they're showing them live shows of an apartment fire. This is a duplex. It wasn't even an apartment building. It was a duplex,
right.
And they covered it like the president was burning up inside or something.
Hey, you know, going back to the Marine hymn that you were playing as the bumper there. One of the things that we do here in Washington and maybe elsewhere is that if the Marine band or one of the military bands are playing at an event, they will almost always do a medley. Actually, you've done the medley. You've played the medley of all of the services. And the tradition is that you stand when it's your service. If you have served, so if you're the first one is always when there used to be caissons go rolling along. Now it's when the army goes rolling. And when it's your turn, you stand up, and people don't cheer or anything else. You just stand up respectfully for your service.
Yeah.
Well, about 3 months ago, the annual Gridiron Dinner was held here in Washington. The big-time reporters that celebrate themselves again. And the Marine Corps Band played that, and I stood up with the Army, and I turned around and looked at the audience, and there weren't five people standing.
Wow.
And it's not because they were being disrespectful. It's because it's the time when everybody, you know, if you did that 30 or 40 years ago, everybody would have had some service.
Yeah, something.
Half the room would have.
Are you troubled by that? Does that bother you?
Yeah, it really did. It really did.
Well, let me tell you a real quick story that's not that far off from what you just said. You know, you and I know the great young people who are serving in our military today. But they're a fraction of the population, right? And the ones that they're leaving behind, most of them don't know what's going on with their friends in the military. As an example, when my son was in Fallujah in 03, I bumped into a young lady in town. She was waiting on me at a store, and she saw my card, and she says, "Oh, are you Craig's dad?" And I said, "Yeah." She said, "Where is he?" I said, "He's in Fallujah." She said, "Where's that?"
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's right. I mean, it's so different
at that moment, Fallujah was the most dangerous place in the world, right? We all said that. She did not know what she'd never heard of it.
Never heard of it.
So that's frightening to me.
And I think that part of that's the Pentagon's fault for not, you know, there's no scrap iron drives anymore. There's no rubber drives.
Right.
You know, there's no outreach to try to get everyday citizens involved.
Which brings me to the point I wanted to ask you about this time, Rich. We lost 30-something thousand in Korea. We lost 58,000 in Vietnam. We lost over probably 3,000 in Afghanistan. We've lost over 4,000 in Iraq. Those are four wars that we didn't finish. And now we're taking back Fallujah, for God's sake, because we gave it up. And we've been in Afghanistan longer than ever. We still haven't won that war. Rich, Does that make you mad?
Oh yeah, it makes me furious, and it makes me even mad, and I don't want to say embarrassed, but mad at myself for having been part of it, but not having been smart enough when I actually could have talked to anybody I wanted to talk to up and down the food chain, the chain of command. But I got so involved in the daily tactics of what was going on. This is 03 and 04, that I wasn't smart enough to stand back and say, "How in the hell are we going to get out of here?"
Yeah. Well, you know,
I think that was the problem.
Well, you know, the when you think about all these people who paid the price for those wars, Here's my point, Rich. We should make a commitment today on this Memorial Day to all the future sons and daughters who may go to war, that we'll never take them to war again unless we know that we're going to win.
Right.
Unless we have a plan to win and not to be ashamed of winning.
Well, that's a big point of it, not to be ashamed of winning. I was watching on Turner Classic Movies, they're running, you know, a 4-day marathon of war movies, some of which are kind of silly, some are great, some are comedy. But there was one submarine movie, and the well-known actor's name, I can't think of, they're getting ready to go off to the actual war. And he says, you know, the Corps has never been defeated. Sometimes we've been knocked to our knees, but it turns out we shoot pretty well from that position. And that's, I thought that was really, really good.
Well, I mentioned three names in the last segment. Danny McGee, Joel Mock, Joel Forrester. My son lost a member of his unit in Fallujah when he was there. How do you think their families feel? I'm pretty upset about what's happened. I supported the Vietnam War. I supported the Iraqi War. But I don't like how it's turned out, Rich.
No, and you know, it's part of it is you don't know how it's going to turn out on the front side until you get to the back. You just can't tell. You know, some of them we went in for the wrong reasons. I think Afghanistan we needed to go into because it became banned camp for terrorists. They allowed all those terrorist training bases. We couldn't allow that to maintain.
But once we go in,
you
that's
gotta
one
know
thing America should stand for in the future. We won't let that happen again. And from now on, Rich, you and I have an obligation to hold them accountable to that.
Absolutely with you.
Hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break. Right back with Rich Galen. Mullings.com is his website. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.